This is Rat Pack Radio, the internet radio station that brings you everything from the top hits of music.
Hey guys, this is Bruno Mars. Hey, it's only, come on, put your pinky
rings up to the moon. To Sports Talk Radio.
With the first pick in the 2016 NFL Draft, the Los Angeles Rams select Jared Goff, quarterback, California.
We are here for you, WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack.
You're listening to WRPR Rat Pack Radio. Come join the pack. You're listening to Rat Pack Sports Show on WRPR Rat Pack Radio.
Blue, you're my boy!
A genius. A man who has a reputation to be the best at what he does.
You see, a man has to realize his limitations. You don't know me, and you don't know what I'm capable of.
That was a heck of an effort.
This house is a prison in the galaxy of this sucks.
Are you free enough?
This battle is over when I say it is over.
I will massacre you.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Are you not entertained?
I'd say in a given week, I probably only do about 15 minutes of real, actual work.
That's how I roll.
Offensive foul!
Hello? You play to win the game.
There's a drive! Way back! It might be! It could be! And
this is my favorite part coming up right now.
All right, all right. Rat Pack Sports Show. We are back. We are live, Rat Pack Radio, WRPR. Streaming online, Rat Pack Sports. .com, also the Rat Pack Radio WRPR app. We're online on Twitter. We're on Facebook, Rat Pack Sports Show. You can also find us on Spotify. You can find us on TuneIn. You can find us on iHeart and other avenues as well. So we are back. It is Wednesday night, and as always, we're going to have some fun. We're going to talk sports, and we're going to have the guys on. So we'll have William calling in. Hopefully we get Nicholas Lane, Boss Hog as well. Got a special guest tonight who may call in. Some of you guys who've been long-time listeners, you probably will recognize his voice. Other ones who haven't, I'll introduce my guy when he calls in. Should be around about 9 o'clock or maybe 30 minutes or so. And he's going to join us for the first time in quite some time. So I'm excited to get him on and see what my man can pull off and talk some sports. So we're going to be live as well. We're going to be live on the video feed here on Bucks Life and Rat Pack Sports Facebook. Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and also, what's the other one? My Facebook page. So that'll be at 9:30, and that feed will go live then. Until then, we're going to just try to, keep this thing fresh and get into some, topics. It's been a little minute since we've been on the air. Last few weeks, been very busy, so have been able to get on. But we will be on here this week. And I got my man, Rat Pack Sports Show, special contributor to the show, my man, William Graves, early. He's awake, and he's early. What's going on, man?
Oh, living the good life, Debo. Living the good life.
Is that it? Living the good life?
Yes, sir. Sitting here, nice, hot, pure black coffee, and a little bit of sports. What more can a man ask for?
Yeah, man. So, are you still on the graveyard shift?
Yes, sir.
Man.
Yes, sir.
So what's been? Yeah, you're a night owl. You definitely is, because you be in the group posting, just put it like this. Everybody else be asleep by the time we wake up and see your post. It be the next morning.
Yes, sir. And I'll be honest with you. I only think I've ever had two jobs where I had that quote unquote morning shift.
Really?
And I'll be honest with you, man, I hated them.
So I am so used to it.
Man,
that.
I am not. Oh man, I am not a morning person. I really am not. Now, if I'm already up, I'm good. But waking me up that early, no.
Yeah.
That's not kosher.
Yeah, man. Hey, well, yeah. Glad to have you on, brother. And
yes, sir.
It's been a while, so we got a lot to talk about.
Man.
Across the board. Across the board, man, we got a lot to talk about. So
Let's get at it. Where you want to start?
Honestly, we can start anywhere, man. We can start anywhere, wherever you want to go. I mean, it's been a lot of good dialogue back and forth in the Rat Pack Sports chat. Okay, I got something we can start with. This little basketball topic,
Okay.
I'm getting about sick and tired of these so-called basketball people always trying to find ways to make somebody else better than Michael Jordan.
Okay, you know what? I'm just going to stop you right there. If you want to put somebody in that category,
Kobe. I mean, that's it.
No, I mean, in today's game, the only person close is Steph Curry.
Man, that ain't even close. I mean,
he is.
You could put him in there as far as you know, impact.
Well,
or...
I'll put. You know, we actually had a conversation about this because I shared a picture, of Elevate table and everything where both Kobe and LeBron were at that table, and maybe Curry doesn't deserve a seat there yet, but there should be a little, at least some space made for that seat to be pulled to the table at some point in time.
Well,
okay.
My only thing with that is there's only one player in my lifetime that deserved to be at that table. When we talking about, and I'm just talking about, you know, measurables, comparable, you know, skill sets and impact on the game itself. We like to talk about, you know, LeBron. We like to talk about, you know, Curry, Durant. Them the only three guys. Like, those are three, you know, best probably players in the league right now, currently. And
yes, in today's game.
Yeah, today's game.
Now, let me ask you this. Does that translate somewhere to all time?
Nope. And I know there's going to be a lot of people. There's going to be a lot of people that says, you know, and I've hit an argument all the time, players are better, they're more skilled, they're more athletic. Let me tell you something. I am 44, right? And when I was 19, 20 years old, I would match my athleticism up with almost every single player all across the board in professional sports today.
Well, you know, not taking anything away from the players today, but Debo, we have talked about this and talked about this. Even the Left Field Correspondent and Chester, I remember that show where we sat there and we wound up talking about this for the entire show.
Yeah.
Okay. Today's game is different than yesterday's game.
Yeah. Very different.
Okay. Because I will tell you this right now. You can put your own little dream team together. LeBron, Durant, Curry, Giannis, the whole nine yards. And you can put them on the court with the Detroit Bad Boys, and they will get ate up.
I won't disagree with you, brother.
I need to make sure that I get that across, because that era of basketball was more physical. I tell you what, go back to the playoff series, the first playoff series, Bulls and Pistons. What did they do to Michael Jordan? They beat him up. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Go back and look at the games.
Oh, okay. No. Hey, we seen them all, brother. We seen them all. We saw them live as they was happening. We didn't just, you know, we're not like a lot of these people where we just go on the YouTube to watch highlights. You know, we're old enough to that. We actually got to experience these games live and watch them in person. So, for me, I'm not trying to even sit here and argue with somebody that's never watched Jordan play, barely caught the end of Kobe's career, or and all they looking at is bad defense and flopping all day long, and they think that's a better brand of basketball than what we grew up and watched.
Well, in my personal opinion, my top three players of all time is Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, and Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Now everybody's going to be like, well, what about Bird? Okay, well, Bird's up there. Okay, so is Kareem. So is Chamberlain. So is Isaiah Thomas. Okay, they're all up there.
Yeah.
Now, I did have to make a change in my top basketball players because it was actually based on the conversation that me and you had. And that was regarding, was Shaquille O'Neal a better center than Wilt Chamberlain? And I actually had to go back and I actually watched a little bit of film on both. And, I have to change my stance. Shaquille O'Neal was a better center than Wilt Chamberlain.
Yeah, I mean, that's tough, man, because they both of them played very similar styles. They, you know, body type was pretty similar. You know, Shaq was crazy athletic, even in the era he played in. And Wilt Chamberlain, obviously, we know Wilt Chamberlain was, you know, just a man amongst children in his league with his, you know, freakish athletic ability and, you know, how he played the game. So, you know, you can't be wrong if you took Wilt over Shaq, and you probably wouldn't be wrong if you took Shaq over Wilt. I think they're very close in, you know, skill set and style. Now, I don't think you could take, you know, any one of them over Kareem because Kareem was so dominant, not just from a defensive standpoint, but the offensive standpoint, the sky hook was literally unstoppable. Yeah,
the thing is that sky hook, okay, and listeners, you guys can go back, you can watch this. This man was doing sky hooks from everywhere on the court.
Yeah, yeah, 15 feet away from the basket. This man doing running sky hooks. I mean, there's nothing you can do at that point. Absolutely nothing. But sit there and watch it because you weren't stopping it. That's just the way it was.
You know, if I was going to put anybody else but Magic Johnson in front of Kobe, it would be Kareem. But to me, Magic Johnson, the guy was. The guy was literally magic on the court.
Yeah.
And
Irvin Magic. Irvin Magic Johnson, baby.
You can't duplicate that. The person that came closest to duplicating that is the same person that came closest to duplicating Michael Jordan, and that's Kobe Bryant.
Yeah, I have a real problem with, you know, people when they talk about the best ever. I have a real problem with people not even talking about Kobe. Like, it's Curry, Jordan, LeBron. Now you have, and it's like, dude, we forget about, you know, it's KD, Jordan. I'm like, dude, there's players. There's about three players that I probably wouldn't take over any of the today's players, any of them, even Curry, and that's Kobe, and Bird. I'm taking them two before I pick anybody in today's NBA, because when we talk about putting together the best team, yeah, you can go get Curry, go get, you know, Durant, go get LeBron, go get them. But I'm going to take, from a point guard standpoint, I could go with two people and I'll kill you both of them. Isaiah Thomas, Magic Johnson. Shooting guard, I'm going Jordan. It's not even a debate. I'm going Jordan. Small forward,
right.
I can take Kobe, and Kobe can play the three. I can take Bird at the three. Power forward, I can go with Duncan. I could go with, Malone. Center, I could go with Shaq. I could go with Wilt. I can go with Bill. But, I mean, any one of those players there, whatever five I pick, they gonna drag the mud with today's players because those boys battle tested. So if we gonna play in the game, it don't matter if we go by today's rules or we can play by the rules in the 80s and the 90s. If we play by today's rules in the 80s and the 90s, it's a wrap for today's players. They're not made like that. If we play by today's rules, it's still a wrap, because if you can't put hands on Kobe, Jordan, Magic, Bird, Shaq, Wilt, how you gonna stop them? Defensively, they're good enough to stop them on defense.
And I was just about to say, if the players back then had the same rules as today, man, look, the scoring titles that people are winning and stuff like that, they wouldn't even be close to touching them.
No.
You might as well double the points that all of them scored. Just double. And that's being generous.
Yeah.
And they go back and tell me. Because you put a 1989 Michael Jordan in today's game.
He's going to average 45.
That man scored. Man, that man is going to have 50, 60 points a game. You know what? Like we've been saying, Debo, you have to separate the players back then and the players now. Now the players now are we eventually gonna have to make room at the table for them? A few of them, yeah, because I do think that there does need to be a space left open for Curry. And you know what? If we leave a space open for Curry, then I mean, somewhere in that long table, you got to open up a space for LeBron. But the thing is that where people are putting LeBron, no, because to me, LeBron is at best a top 15 all time, at best.
Well, my thing is this: when we go on that, my thing is this. All great players somehow, some way, they left their mark on the game. Something they did transcended the game of basketball. You know, Magic. Nobody had never seen a player like Magic before. Same thing with Bird.
Right.
Bird was different. Bird was different, unlike everybody else. Shaq, Kareem, Wilt, Bill Russell, you know, Jordan, Kobe. You know, they were different. These dudes, there was nobody like them. When they left the game, what their game helped transcend the game itself. And the players behind them, now when you went out looking for players, you said, I want this type of player. I want a Jordan type of player. I want a Kobe type of player. I want a point guard like Magic. Or, you know, John Stockton. Let's not leave him off the list as a point guard. You know, you talk about a Stockton, a Shaq. Because, you know, Tim Duncan gets slept on. And he's probably the all-time number one power forward that in the game. So,
but if you, you know, and here's the thing about Tim Duncan. If you look at it, he
wasn't
that
flashy.
Player. He was that player that actually played in today's game.
Yeah, he did.
And yesterday's game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like when you sit there and you sleep and you don't look at Tim Duncan as a top all time, then yeah, you're sleeping on him.
Yeah.
Because the man was successful in both eras of basketball. Now, granted, he only played 1 or 2 years in the new era of basketball, but he still played and he still was successful. So, I mean, like that, I mean, you know, the thing is that when you talk about San Antonio Spurs, there's only really two names that somebody will come up right off the back and say, that's David Robinson and Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, you know, I mean, and I know that there were others. Okay, I believe me, I know, I get it. But if you go up and you ask any type of old school basketball fan, hey, about when I say San Antonio Spurs, what is the first name that's going to come to your mind? Okay. What? So, in all honesty, not putting Duncan on that list, that's a mistake.
It should be. I think it is. He's not talked about enough, and I think it's just a matter of, you know, what people like, and we already know as far as today's game, a lot of people like to watch sloppy basketball, and they think, you know, sloppy basketball is good basketball, and it's really not. So,
well, you know, and here is the thing with that. So this is where we're going to start seeing the people that are coming over from Europe where they still teach that fundamental team basketball. Where this is where you're going to start seeing these type of players really taking over, because here's the fact of the matter, and we talked about this too, the last Olympics, our man, look, the rest of the world caught up to us because they're still playing team basketball. And it showed. This was probably one of the worst Olympic basketball teams that I've seen in a very long time. And you know what? And it's sad. It really is.
I don't really watch it anymore.
I didn't really watch it. I kept up with the scores. I went back. I watched some highlights and everything like that. I probably watched, maybe two or three basketball, Olympic basketball games, and I wasn't impressed. Devo, when you talk about Olympic teams, the first two dream teams, those cats, they were the real deal. That think back to that first Olympic dream team. Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, Larry Bird, Karl Malone, John Stockton, Scottie Pippen. I mean, and Larry Bird. Okay. Debo, what were some of the point deficits that we were beating other teams by?
50?
50, 60 points.
Yeah.
It wasn't even close. It was not even close. Because you know, in a lot of sports writers, I actually found this out. A lot of sports writers were like, you know, they really should not play that hard and embarrass other countries like that. And it's like, no, hold on. No, you are out there to compete. You don't want the United States to beat you by that much. Play better. Plain, pure, and simple. And the second dream team, with Shaq, Kobe, who was it? Hardaway.
Yeah.
I think Johnson was on there. There's obviously more that I'm forgetting right now. But man, look at them. They went out and they dominated. And same thing. They really shouldn't be embarrassing other countries like that. Nah, man. No, hey, they're out there.
They were just playing they were just playing basketball, man. They wasn't, you know, they wasn't trying to embarrass people, but those guys was competitive, and they just played basketball the way that, you know, all us, you know, watch the game. And, you know, the score at the end of the game just ended up being what it was, because when they got on the court, they didn't let up. You know, today's players, they want to showboat. They want to do all these different things that really at the end of the day doesn't matter. It doesn't translate into productive basketball, you know, the one-on-one, the lack of defense, the lack of ball movement on offense, showboating, you know, flopping. We can go on and on, but there would be nobody that would convince me that today's basketball, professionally, is better than it was back in the 90s. 80s, and maybe even the early 2000s before they really started the changing the rules to, you know, impact the game for more points to be scored. I just don't you know, I just don't agree with
No, I don't either. And you know, the thing is that, you know, it's something that, you know, that we, that I guess we just kind of have to accept, because I don't see the rules being changed. And, you know, and I mean, there's always going to be that debate. And, you know, the thing is that, you know, again, it comes down to the eras of basketball where you have, I mean, and that's what you have to do. You have to separate the eras. Same thing with football. Same thing with baseball. Everybody's like, oh, well, so-and-so broke the single season receiving yards record. Well, yeah. The guy had like six or seven more games in a season than what this other guy did. So, like, I mean, you can't really say that athletes today are better than athletes from yesterday, because athletes today have more time in the season to do what somebody did in less time.
Yeah.
And that's where I'm going to stay with that. You can say they are as good, but you will have to make a really, really strong case to say that somebody is better. Now, if you go back and you take away the extra games, and you put the numbers up, and if they beat out this person, then yeah, okay, you can say that person is better. But it has to be the same. It has to be the same time frame, same amount of games. So, like, and I mean, and again, this is where all the debates are going to come in, because I'm just waiting for somebody to come out of the woodworks and say that one of these receivers was very better than Jerry Rice or Tim Brown.
No.
I'm waiting for it. And then they're going to get schooled. Because, I mean, like I said, you can't do it, man. I'm sorry. You cannot.
Yeah. Yeah. She's definitely, you know, it is definitely one of them situations, man, where you just, you know, people are not really looking. They just looking at today, you know, the entertainment, you know, factor, and they're not really thinking about some of the other things that matter in the game itself that is, you know, conducive to, you know, playing winning team basketball. That seems to be, you know, gone to, you know, for the most part. And I think at the end of the day, the argument is always going to be there from, you know, people that hasn't, you know, sat down and really watched these guys, you know, play basketball. And that is, you know, it would benefit everybody who claims to have that argument to watch that film. And the first argument that they normally say is, oh, those guys weren't athletes. Just because they didn't decide to play the style of basketball where they're just running up and down court and chasing behind each other, don't mean they weren't athletes. They were playing run and gun basketball in the 80s. If y'all don't remember, the Showtime Lakers, you know, they was ripping and running down court just like these guys are now, but they was playing a more polished brand of basketball while they was doing it. You can't sit here and say those guys weren't athletes. Oh, Jordan wasn't playing nobody because look at them. They don't even look like athletes. You know, one of the biggest arguments for Bird, oh, he wasn't an athlete. What is you talking about? Like, find me five players that's good athletes, but intelligence-wise, they're on a whole nother planet from an intelligence standpoint. And then you put together your team full of athletes, and I'll probably beat you 9 out of 10 times, maybe even 10 out of 10, but you're not winning that many. We play 10 times, you're not winning more than twice. Because while the athletic team is trying to rely on their athleticism, you know, ripping and running, the intelligent team that are athletes that are playing team basketball are killing you with execution.
Well, you know, and I mean, this is something else that doesn't just apply to basketball. Okay, look, man, we've talked about this a couple of times, and, you know, I don't brag a lot when it comes to sports and what I've accomplished, but one thing I will brag about is my pitching in baseball. And I will tell you this.
You mean to tell me baseball, you knew how to, you was a pitcher, man?
Man, Debo, I used to have a curveball that would make you cry.
Hey, it would probably make me cry because I wasn't a baseball player, so I knew you'd strike me out.
But I will tell you this right now. 90% of the reason why the batter struck out was not because of me. It was because of my catcher. Because my catcher steadily sitting back there talking all kinds of mess, talking all kinds of trash, getting into that batter's head. See, people don't tell you about that. I had to get the ball in the strike zone. I had to throw the right pitch and all that. But that catcher back there, the catcher is more key to a strikeout than what people realize because of the mental aspect. So when you talk about mentality, and you talk about physicality. Yeah, you got to be physical. And I'm telling you this right now. Especially in baseball and pitching and batting, over half of it is mental. If you can block what that catcher is saying, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
The minute you let one thing that catcher says get into your head, you're done. That's it. You over. But yes, I was a pitcher. I was a really good pitcher. Had I actually stuck with it, who knows? I might have even been good enough to make it to AAA. And I'm not going to say major leagues because I don't know if I would have had what it took to get past AAA.
Yeah.
But yeah, had I stuck with it, yeah, I think I could at least made AAA. But yes, my pitching, I am very proud of that. Very, very proud of that.
Well, I tell you what, man, it is definitely you know, not easy to pitch. The constant torque that you putting on your arm to execute those pitches.
I'll tell you this right now. I still feel it to this day. And I haven't pitched in 24 years. And like you just got done saying, that torque on the arm, those muscles that you use to pitch, I feel it every day when I wake up. Debo, you know, I'm sure that you still feel some of them them football days.
Oh yeah,
and stuff like that. So I mean, you know, if you played sports, you played sports consistently over a period of time. Yeah, but even when you're older, you still feel it.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. You definitely still feel it. It doesn't go away.
No, it doesn't.
At all. So with that, you know, it's just one of being a former, you know, athlete, that's just the way it is. But we're gonna move on, man, because I just wanted to get that out there. And before I move on, I'm just going to say one thing. Ja Morant, I like you as a basketball player. I think you're really good. But you, sir, are not nowhere close to the table. So you saying you'll cook Michael Jordan, you miss one shot and it's over. You only got one chance to miss. If you miss one shot, you're not getting the ball back.
Hold on. Ja Morant said what?
He said he will cook Michael Jordan in a 1-on-1.
He could cook him bacon and eggs?
Hey, something. He going to cook him something. But my man said
he
will cook Michael Jordan 1-on-1.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, if he just wants it a one-on-one little dinner or whatever, I mean, that's cool. Because I know he ain't foolish enough to be talking about the basketball court.
Wait, he talking about the basketball court?
Yeah, he can't be that stupid.
He's confident.
Well, I mean, he might be able to beat Michael Jordan now. I mean, Michael Jordan's what?
Late 50s.
So yeah, he might be able to beat Michael Jordan now, but I know that he ain't talking about Michael Jordan in his prime.
Well, he talking about Jordan in his prime. Jordan is 59. Oh, Ashley. See, I knew something was wrong with that. Let's just say this. These basketball memes where these players say this and that, not all of them are real. I figured that out a long time ago. Yeah. And I even made a joke about it, you know, about this post, because the source was a website, and the source was Butt Crack Sports. That's the source that the Ja Morant quote came from. So listen, I don't know how serious this you know, but who I don't even know who Butt Crack Sports is. Never heard of them before. But this was the source. So I guess Ja Morant, let's see.
Well,
I'm going to read it right here.
Well,
this is the quote, by the way, from – now, this is saying – hold on. This is another quote here. I don't know how legit this is either, but it's saying Bleacher Report at the bottom of the quote. But this is on Michael Jordan, Ja Morant. If you put Michael Jordan in today's game, he's just another superstar. You got me, Curry, Luka, Damian Lillard. Come on, man. Trae Young. Come on, really? Trae Young. And then God. Then he say, and then guys like LeBron James, KD, Giannis, Kawhi. It's just not about one superstar. That's a bunch of average guys. I really hope this is a made up quote here, because you just named about 10 to 11 guys. I can go into Jordan era and I can name 15 Hall of Famers he played against. That those guys weren't average. And then I can name some other guys that were just great second men, great third team people. I would say if you had me pick Damian Lillard or let's see, another player comparable to Lillard. Lillard's a point, right? Damian Lillard, Stockton. I'm taking Stockton, Damian Lillard, Rod Strickland. I'm taking Rod Strickland. I might even take Mookie Blaylock over Damian Lillard because he don't play defense. He just shoots 30-foot jumpers on average. Trae Young, he's nothing. He's nothing. Giannis, I'm going to tell you something about Giannis. In today's basketball, he is great. But if you put him back in the 80s and the 90s, he'll still be good, but he wouldn't be getting to the basket like he get to the basket. He can't shoot. You put a dude like Charles Oakley on him, or Larry Johnson. He was a great defender. Shaq was a great defender that can move with players. I could go down the list, man. I mean, again, Giannis is great for today's basketball. Kawhi Leonard is a two-way player. He could probably play. He's more of an old-school type. Luka don't play any defense. Kevin Durant for physical basketball, too small. They'll just back him in the post all day long. LeBron, not really a good jump shooter. Not really a great ball handler. All these guys here would be average players. At least that's at best. They would be average at best, except for Curry, because Curry is just unconscious shooting the basketball. That's what you need back then, because if you didn't have shooters, you wasn't getting nothing. The game was played differently. You needed shooters. Stephen Curry was, a lights out better version than what Dale Curry was. So, and Dale Curry was a pretty good, spot up shooter back then. But all these dudes, they're just average. They're just average. You were one superstar, man, please. There was another superstar on that played with Michael Jordan who was probably better than all these players, except for probably Curry, and I'm going to say LeBron. And his name was Scottie Pippen. So I'm not taking any of these dudes over Pippen. I may not take any of them over Pippen. I'm just saying, you know, LeBron, Giannis, and Kawhi. That's it. I'm not taking, because of the position now, we're talking about small forward. I'm not taking Curry over Pippen because Curry is not a small forward. Luka, I'm definitely not taking over Pippen. Dame, same thing. Trae Young, same thing. So it boils down to James, Durant, Giannis, and Kawhi. And the only one that could, you know, probably match Pippen from a defensive standpoint right here is Kawhi Leonard. So if this is his quote, man, these dudes need to chill out a little bit and worry about making their game better. So I don't know if this is a good quote, if this is legit. I'm reading the article here that says it's probably not. But this is an argument that even if this quote here is not legit and it's some made up, you know, quote that somebody ran with, and on ESPN, because they did run with this. This is the argument that I hear a lot from, fans, NBA fans. So even though this Ja may not have said this quote, this is something that is being argued, every day. Trying to, I guess, solidify today's basketball as the best brand of basketball or more entertaining than, you know, what we all watch, which, again, I think is bull crap. So I do know this. Jordan probably stopped at least 5 Hall of Famers from winning championships. If it wasn't for him, Stockton, Malone, that's 2. Gary Payton, that's 3. Let's see. That Lakers team, I mean, they had the won a championship already, but he still stopped them back in, I think that was the 90 NBA Finals, where Jordan, you know, winning and beat LA in 5 games. So, at the end of the day, Jordan probably stopped more Hall of Famers from winning championships than anybody else in the era. But everybody else getting theirs.
Well, you know, like I said, here's the thing. Some of these players, they get a little bit ahead of themselves and everything. They don't get it. They think that because they score in all these points that they're better. And again, you put these cats back there with the Detroit Bad Boys, and they're going to be puppy chow.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah. All right, so I think I know who this is, but we're going to bring him in. He's probably a little excited here. If I'm not mistaken, this is Rat Pack Sports Show, NFL / fantasy football guru himself with us, Mr. Boss Hog, Sean Naylor. What's going on,
no,
man?
No. He is not the NFL guru. He is the NFL Padawan for right now. He has been stripped of his titles. Going around repeating stuff that Colin Cowherd said No, he has lost his title. Wait. Pick and freaking minute.